It's a new week in Frankfurt, but the same issue, pensions, was heard inside and outside the capital. Tension continued Monday over pension reform. Hundreds of teachers yelled, "Vote them out," on the front steps of the Capitol. They were there protesting legislation which proponents say saves the retirement system in the long term some $3.2 billion over 20 years. Opponents, including many teachers, express outrage at a provision to lower cost of living adjustments. While educators were rallying, inside the Senate was in session, and President Robert Stivers offered a floor speech.
Now, this is a long and complicated speech, but pensions are a long and complicated problem.
In defending the GOP plan to address a huge unfunded liability in pensions, Stivers more than once stressed that putting more money into retirement plans alone won't solve systemic problems. Sitting in the gallery for the Senate debate, Prestonsburg Elementary teacher Kristen Garrett was not convinced.
No, I was not swayed. I value his opinion, but I still feel like this is not a problem the teachers have created, and we trust our government to take care of us.
After adjournment, Stivers didn't say if he believes the pension bill is dead or not in the current session. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.